Remembering 9/11, here's Bruce Springsteen from The Rising, an album inspired by the events of that tragic day. This is Empty Sky on The Acoustic Storm.
Miami Beach, oh, Hollywood. Greyhound on the Hudson River line. I'm in a New York state of fancy cars and their limousines. Been high in the Rockies, under the evergreens. But I know what I'm needing, and I don't want to waste more time. I'm in a New York state. It was so easy living day by day, out of touch with the rhythm and blues. But now I need a little give and take. The New York Times, the Daily News. It's fine with me, cause I've let it slide. I don't care if it's Chinatown or on Riverside. I don't have any reasons, left them all behind. Just in a New York State. Day by day, out of touch with the rhythm of blues. But now I need a little give and take. The New York Post, Newsday 2. Cause I'm in a New York.
stayed on.
Finishing off that storm set commemorating 9/11 with Imagine. And thinking of the Big Apple with Billy Joel's 2006 Madison Square Garden performance of New York State of Mind. Storming on with William Duvall.
I'm afraid, but not alone till the light.
security. It's a wicked sorrow that makes a man do the things I've done. And I can't blame you for calling up the strength it took to run. Someday I may feel your smile again when I atone. But I belong in this hell I made my own. I'm still afraid, but not alone, till the light guides me home.
Solo debut album, William Duvall on the Acoustic Storm with Till the Light Guides Me Home. In 2008, Duvall became the frontman of this week's featured artist, Alice in Chains, replacing longtime lead Lane Staley after his untimely death in 2002. Although the group largely emerged from the Seattle grunge scene, their ability to write memorable songs with soaring choruses enabled them to fit somewhere in between metal and hard rock, containing the best elements of both genres. After making their mark on rock radio and MTV with their hits Man in the Box and Wood, Alice was one of the first alternative rock bands of the 90s to delve into acoustic-based music, paving the way for Nirvana and Pearl Jam, proving that when a hard-rocking band unplugs, the writing can really shine through. In fact, according to Lane Staley, the lyrical component of their songs is what bonds their fans to the group.
In the lyrics, we deal with a lot of painful issues without getting too specific, you know, just kind of hitting more on feelings. And we found that a lot of people approached us and, you know, are certain that that song was written for them or about them. That's kind of our idea, is keep them loose enough to allow others to apply it to their story, to their lives, you know. And pulled them out of people and made it sound beautiful and make it easier for that person to deal with those memories or those feelings. We'll be right back.
Rocks and Chains live and acoustic in the eye of the storm with Wood. A track that brought Alice in Chains to a wider audience due to its inclusion on the soundtrack for Cameron Crowe's 1992 film, Singles. Stick around, there's more of the acoustic storm straight ahead.